Claremont, you'll be engaged.
What a thing to say.
I'll act as shy and taken aback as you like. You know you wish it were true. So may as well just let him do it and get it over with.
I never. You see it in my face.
And his.
How can you tell? What does his face look like?
Oh, I can read him like a Sunday morning newspaper. He has that awkward look on his face whenever he sees you. And his eyes have a glossy, glowish luster to them at the same time. No mistaking it.
Glossy, glowish eyes. Sounds like someone has had too many drinks of coffin varnish at the saloon.
Don't confuse bloodshot with glossy glow. Two different things.
Why did you come on the drive?
I told you it was a good chance to get out of town with a group of people I like very much.
You should have said to get out of town with bread.
What do you mean by that?
I may not be as good a reader as you are, but I get by.
Brit.
Uh-huh.
Me and Brit. I mean Brit and I.
Don't deny it, Esther. Everyone knows about you and Brit.
They do?
Everyone except Brit. But I suspect he'll come around.
Erica Walsh. The things you say. Yes, but I can say them about you.
Why?
Because they're true.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. They are not.
No, you can't go to the Golden Nugget tonight. Why? I'll tell you why. Because I said so, that's why. I don't need any other excuse. But it's no sense arguing with me. Edgar, another word from you and you'll be making your own dinner tonight. And don't think I don't mean it. It's a lucky thing for you my mother is long gone, or else you'd be going with me on weekend trips to visit, and you and my mother would not get along one single bit.
Millie?
And another thing.
Millie?
Edda, I didn't know you were here.
Who are you talking to?
No one.
I heard you clear as day.
Oh, Edda, I was just talking to Edgar.
He's on the cattle drive.
Well, I know he is, but ever since he left, it's just been so quiet around here. So quiet, I can't stand it.
I don't know why you didn't go with him. I told you I could mind the store while you were gone.
Me? A cattle drive? I want to get away and see the sights, but 3,000-head cattle drive is not my idea of a change of scenery. Even if I did, it wouldn't have worked out with Jacob coming down with the measles and all. You wouldn't have been able to mind the store and restaurant. How's he doing?
Much better. But he's still not ready to get up and about.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'll agree with you. The town sure seems empty with everyone gone.
There's still a lot of people in town, Edda.
New faces and Johnny-come-latelys. Not old faces you get tired of seeing every day, but miss when they're gone.
Coffee?
Yes, thank you. That would be nice.
900 miles. 3 months.
Through engine territory.
Well, most of the engines are on the reservations. The trip should be safe.
Shoshones, they ain't on any reservations. And I won't even mention rustlers.
Good. Don't mention them. Here's your coffee.
I hope I didn't upset you about...
Well, Edda, what do you expect? Edgar out there on the plains?
And Lord help the engine or gunman that tries to take him on. Millie, he's the deadest shot around. Well, next to Brit. So with the two of them out there, your worrying is just a waste of time.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I'm right. The phone?
Sure is. I wonder who could be calling. Phone ain't rung in 3 weeks.
Well, ain't you gonna answer it and find out?
What if it's bad news?
There ain't no telephones out on the prairie. It's not about Doc.
You're right. Millie's General Mercantile. Who? Sheriff Lawson? Who's Sheriff Lawson? Oh, you are. Well, what can I do for you, Sheriff? What? Here in Claremont? Since when? Yes. Yes, I suppose I can do that. All right. Goodbye. Well, if that isn't a mystery, I don't know what is.
What are you talking about? Who's Sheriff Lawson?
Said he's the new sheriff in town, wants me to send over some coffee and jerky.
Who's